As you get ready to make your way to this year's 2010 Tulsa Farm Show, one of the exhibitors that's going to be there for the third year this year is Sea Minerals from Arkansas. Dr. Lynn Burr is the owner of a ranch over on the Oklahoma-Arkansas state line at Xylem Springs, and he joins us today on the long line to talk about his product that he'll be telling farmers and ranchers about at this year's Tulsa Farm Show. Lynn, first of all, tell us a little bit about your location. You're right there on the state line, Xylem Springs, on the line between Oklahoma and Arkansas, right?
Yes, that's correct. We have a farm, a ranch here. We have about 200 head of black commercial mama cows, and we hay and pasture about 1,000 acres here. We've been doing that for 6 years. I've been on a farm for a lot of years before that, but we moved to this place at that time. I found that the cost of commercial fertilizer was just eating me up. And so we were looking for an alternative, and I heard from some of my organic farming buddies that there was a product out there that might be a really good alternative.
Now, you know, obviously you've got a company you call Sea Minerals, and I assume that was the alternative that you found.
Yes, it was. It's been found that with specially processed seawater, you can extract over 85 minerals that are the very same minerals that are in a healthy animal's blood and in the same proportion. If we dilute those minerals into clean water and spray them on a growing crop as a foliar feed, we get a very, very good fertilizing effect at a fraction of the cost. We've been doing this now for 6 years, and over that period of time, we've done some more checking and research, and we found that you can take the very same product and put it out free choice for your cattle, and they will get the salt and the minerals that they need to be healthy.
And you were indicating that this is a pretty economical substitute for some of our conventional fertilizer products.
I think it is. It's $6 an acre per application, and we recommend using it 3 times a year. We spray it on when our grass crops are 3 to 5 inches tall in the spring, and then, depending on the crop, 2 more times. That we do that with every crop other than alfalfa. Alfalfa takes so much out of the soil that we apply a coating of this after each cutting, and people are raving about the results. I found that the significant result is that cattle will eat baled hay that's grown on sea minerals before they'll eat hay that did not have sea minerals 2 or 3 to 1. They'll stand like spokes on a wheel around a bale that was grown on sea minerals and leave another bale set and won't eat on it until the sea minerals bale's gone.
So I guess the cows are voting for it, in other words.
Yes. They really know what's best for them, and we've had a lot of comments from users now over the last several years that have told us that their cattle buyers are telling them that those cattle look like they've been on grain. When did you start graining your weaning calves or your cow-calf herd? And it's not. It's that they're getting the minerals that they need to be healthy. And the good thing about it is they get just what they need very quickly, so they don't overeat on the minerals. The first month they use this, they eat 2 pounds per head per month, and the second and consecutive months they eat about 1 pound per head per month, which cuts the mineral cost by more than in half.
Lynn, you were telling me that, of course, you're going to be one of the exhibitors this year at the Tulsa Farm Show. Tell me about what you're wanting to talk with the producers about there.
Answer their questions. Give them some take-home material. a sample. We give out small samples for each person that you can try this on household plants here in the wintertime. Just mix up a little bottle of this and spray it on house plants, and you'll see what it can do. Or we will have some material there, some sea minerals material. Get you a sack or two and go pour it out in an open trough for your cattle. Leave out the mineral you've been feeding and watch and see which one your cattle will eat. They'll never touch your other mineral again, you know, while the sea mineral is available. We've had that happen over and over again.
And what's your booth number at this year's farm show?
Booth is 145 over near the food court. We'll look forward to seeing people again this year. This will be our third year at the Tulsa Farm Show. We're looking forward to it.
Dr. Lynn Burr of the Sea Minerals from Arkansas Group. They'll be one of the exhibitors at this year's Tulsa Farm Show. We've got a link on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for their website, so go and check that out. Have a good day. Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network on OklahomaFarmReport.com.